these companies pay for professional translations doesn't really go back to their AI offering that they give to their employees, like internally. And so in that sense, what we try to do is, of course, like, you know, have these companies deploy our AI translator also within the company so that there's kind of a loop. So when you pay for professional services, it flows back into the AI translator, improves quality and so on.
The following is our conversation with Sam Laubling. He is the CEO at Supertext, and we are talking about their latest AI translation solution. We even talk about why ISO certifications might not make sense in the era of AI, and it's very impressive what their team is able to achieve. Over 100 people in the team are in engineering, machine translation, and linguists. This level of domain, it's very interesting to get to know about. We hope to have more conversations like this within multilingual media and within localization today. We hope you enjoy this conversation as much as we did. Hello and welcome to Localization Today. This is the space in multilingual media where we talk about what is happening in the localization industry, language services, and many other conversations in other types of industries, technology in particular. Today, we have an amazing conversation about Supertext launching AI translator with professional verification at the push of a button. For that conversation, we have with us Samuel Laubli, the CEO at Supertext from Zurich, Switzerland. Sam, welcome to the conversation. How are you doing today?
Thank you very much. Great, actually. Thanks for having me.
That is fantastic. We are excited to have you with us. And of course, we want to learn more about the announcement. What is it that the organization launched around a month ago, February 7th? And of course, why does this make sense for the strategy of Supertext, and how is it going? What are the partners saying? How is the team going through this launch?
Yeah, so exactly. What we've launched is basically, it's an AI translator, as you can see on the website. And I think before we talk in more detail about that translator itself, I think it's actually interesting for a language services provider, an LSP, to actually put that front and center. I think, but quality and all these aspects we can talk as well. But I think like what we really wanted to do is put AI translation out there for the people who engage with Supertext and make it very clear that we believe this is where the journey starts when people have translation needs these days.
And this, of course, then that translates into the fact that it is a strategic decision from the leadership at Supertext, and it makes sense. Have your clients demanded that, or have you been more proactive? Has it been more from the Supertext team?
Well, this is a really good question that, of course, like was also discussed internally with all the staff, like in different functions we have. It was, there's certainly external demand. We really believe that neither like, you know, pure tech nor pure human traditional services can solve the true needs that many customers have these days. It's relatively simple, in my opinion. Like if you go out on the street and you ask people, you know, to name an LSP, like the broader population probably wouldn't be able to actually do that. If you ask them for, you know, how do you solve a translation problem? Where do you go when you need a translation? People would say, well, Google Translate, DeepL, whatever, ChatGPT these days. And so in that sense, I think it's a demand by people first and foremost. Whether this is a demand by the core clientele that LSPs serve, well, that's of course another question, because if someone responsible within a bigger corporation is used to working, I don't know, in a multi-vendor setting with different LSPs, well, maybe that wouldn't be the first thing that they demand, that now, you know, like there's like an AI translator on the website. That's of course a different use case, but we actually think we can reach much more people like that going forward.
And when you mention much more people, I presume without having to share your strategic focus, right? What can you tell us about the people that actually will need what you're offering? And there are different levels, right? You offer virtually free a lot of translation, but then when it comes to actually checking the quality or the appropriateness of that is when things start charging. Can you speak about that for a bit?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. And so basically there's two, things that we charge for, basically. So you can either have like more features in the AI translator, or as you said, you can like on demand involve professionals that check a translation and AI output. And frankly, I believe that, I mean, this is still aimed at corporate clients, business clients, first and foremost. Of course, it's free out there to use for everyone. But basically, if we look at the individuals that actually interact with an LSP such as Supertext, right? So it's typical, like even if we serve a relatively big company, it's typically maybe 5, maybe 10 people who would actually place orders and so on. But then often, well, that company does have an AI translation system somehow licensed for their employees. Well, maybe it's licensed, maybe it's not, but like people who care about data security in particular, well, they have that internally available for the staff, like the general staff of a company. And now we believe that there's like a big disconnect, and that's actually a pity, right? Because when these companies pay for professional translations, it doesn't really go back to their AI offering that they give to their employees, like internally. And so in that sense, what we try to do is, of course, like, you know, have these companies deploy our AI translator also within the company so that there's kind of a loop. So when you pay for professional services, it flows back into the AI translator, improves quality, and so on. So that's basically the idea.
And this is really great, because a big conversation that we're having with other associations and partners around multilingual is the future of work. And of course, you're talking about when humans come in that specific production loop and where humans are involved probably in training. Could you speak a little bit about the evolution of the functions that you've had? I know Supertext, in for those that are reading the story, you can read the story in Multilingual Magazine, but the Supertext team consists of around 100 experts in machine learning, engineering, and linguistics. So this makes the team very well equipped to enter into the conversation. Could you speak a little bit about the evolution of the roles and the functions that are allowing Supertext to execute on these services that you are providing?
Sure, yeah, I'd love to, because that's indeed vital in my opinion. Because to like create a very good AI system these days, you do need domain experts, you could call them, right? So it's one thing, like Supertext now is a merger of a smaller company called Text Shuttle. We did like pure AI translation systems. We never had like people who knew about language or like translation backgrounds internally. And now Supertext had exactly that. And so what we, I mean, the roles within the company are changing in the sense that for like the translators, like we call them language specialists now. That's just a name at the end of the day. But basically, in terms of what they do, it changes quite a bit, because these people, of course, they do work on translation jobs, just like before, maybe new types with verification. Of course, it's a different, you know, timing and so on. But then, of course, they also help us improve our machine learning models, pretty much. So, right. So you would actually, they would look at outputs. They would produce training data, clean training data, and so on. And so they're actually very closely integrated into that development loop. And this is really exciting. This is also something that we, as a pure tech company before, a small one, of course, couldn't really do.
And this is fantastic, because a lot of that gets translated then into the quality of the services. And one of the things that we've realized as we cover the industry is that there is a lot of high quality and sophisticated expertise around many of the companies in the industry. Very, very deep understanding of a lot of the conversations that are having. And you can see it as the wave of AI goes over the industry. Sure, there is some disruption, but there's a lot of baseline work and baseline knowledge and baseline everything in terms of talent within the industry. So I think as we are having that conversation, bringing in traditional certifications is very important and very powerful. I saw on your website, and everyone can check this, that you have ISO certified services, and it would be great for you to speak about how that makes sense in the conversation of artificial intelligence. How does it complement the efforts that your team and the evolution that your team is working on for your customers and those conversations that you're having with them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is an interesting question. And I'm going to be honest here. So yes, we have four ISO standards, really. And frankly, the one we see as probably most crucial these days is actually the 27001, like for information security, pretty much, because like first and foremost, it's a software product now. At these translation ISO standards, the translation and then post editing, honestly, like with the service you're describing, you know, where you can have something verified at the click of a button. I mean, this isn't according to one of these ISO standards. And frankly, like also like back in when I was working on my PhD, I read these standards and I was a bit like, wow, okay, but like how does this really tie in with like how we're going to work in the future, how we already work now? So I mean, we do have them, and if people order, I'll call them traditional services from us, we're compliant. We take care of that. But if you click verify in a translation interface, this is a different process, honestly, that's optimized for other stuff. You don't have two people, for example, like checking and so on.
And this optimization, it's then key to a lot of the progress that you foresee. Can you tell us a bit about the future and where do you see SuperText going? You have this announcement. I presume there'll be more announcements this year. I don't know. I don't know your development pipeline. But what are some of the things that you foresee could be happening in for the rest of the year? Q2, Q3, Q4, I guess, is what we have left now.
Yeah, of course. Happy to do that. So, I mean, apart from the obvious things such as like adding more languages that we support in the AI translator as well, we really want to implement what we kind of call, well, as an umbrella term, like fused translation with like a closed learning loop. So really what we really believe now with like LLM technology in particular, RAG and all these techniques. So it's actually relatively simple compared to like, you know, a few years ago to really include in real time results that humans have produced in AI outputs, like without, you know, lengthy retrainings of the AI system in the background. So really what will happen from fall basically is that when someone goes to the website and pays for only just like, you know, 400 characters of some output and like has that verified by a human, this will actually influence for that client the system again, and the system will, if the human said, well, this is not really working, there was a mistake in there, it will actually, the AI output will be better next time. And I know people have been talking about this for decades. We've heard much of that. But I'm actually very optimistic we're going to be the ones who actually put it out there and make that work. So yeah, I think this is something to look forward to.
That is great, and I wish you the best of luck into making this happen. Of course, there are many partners and clients that potentially could work with SuperText. Many people also that could work in the company, but especially for the current partners and those that could and should be partners of SuperText, is there any particular message that you could send to them in terms of, you know, the level of service and technology that you have, or anything else in particular you'd like to mention before we go?
I think the latest paradigm shift in technology has really enabled other players to produce AI translations that are of an incredible level of quality, right? And it's not only SuperText, there's other players out there right now. And so I guess this really enables people to actually profit from, you know, the expertise of a traditional LSP without inferior quality compared to like what DeepL or Google Translate or other tools would offer you. And I think this combination can be very, very powerful. If you look at, you know, the context that LLMs can now ingest to actually produce high quality, consistent translations, I guess this is something that you can compare our system to others and just try it yourself. I think it's quite amazing in the languages we already support. And the other thing is, of course, the whole data security aspect. Honestly, this is particularly interesting for clients in the DACH region in Switzerland, because we host all of that on our own infrastructure. You know, data is not sent to the US or like anywhere else. And that, of course, if you need to be compliant according to certain standards, that can be very interesting as well.
All right, Sam, thank you so much for your insights and for joining us today.
Thank you.
And this was our conversation with Sam Laubling. He is the CEO at Supertext. I'm Eddie Arrieta, the CEO here at Multilingual Media. And this conversation, as we told you at the very beginning, was going to be very interesting. You heard his opinion on ISO certifications, the relationship with clients, and how some of the conversations that are happening with AI from the clients, some of those come from within their team. We believe that their announcement is mostly important from their stance, their strategic stance. So they say this is more of a conversation about where they feel they should focus rather than just launching an app. They believe that they are going to achieve a huge progress in terms of automatic translations before the end of the year. If they do, we'll have that conversation here in Localization Today. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time, goodbye.